welcome back to another Morning Minutes. We are in the study of 1 Corinthians. My name is Lena, and I've called the series Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. We are in episode 13 today, 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 5. I've titled this episode, Your Ministry Goals. Maybe you're like, man, I didn't even know I was in ministry. You are. The minute you received Jesus, you became in ministry. You are living out the gospel every day, maybe in a good way, maybe in a bad way, but you ought to be living in a godly way. So that's our goal. That's why we're studying the Word of God. And as you consider your life today, I pray that you would consider your ministry goals. So let me read the verses and give you some of those goals. Paul writes, this is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Right? Servants as stewards. Keep thoughts on that. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, for he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. All right, so your ministry goals. Number one, your greatest ministry goal should be to remain faithful, all right? Your ministry goal is not to have a big church or a large following or anything that you, what do people consider ministry goals now? To journal a lot, to write a book, to win a lot of people to Jesus? That is not the end point. Paul says it is required of stewards. First of all, you're a steward. You're just handling God's business. It's not your ministry, it is his ministry. And by the way, these are very encouraging principles to me. So our job isn't to please the people around us, to grow a faction. No. It is required of stewards that they be found faithful. Eugene Peterson calls faithfulness a long obedience in the right direction. Are you faithful? Say, how can I tell? How is your life? And what are the things that are important to you? So faithfulness is more important than fruitfulness. Do you sit down and gauge your life by saying, all right, how many Bible studies have I gone to? How many verses have I memorized? Or are you doing what it is that God has called you to do? So in order to know if you're faithful to the things that God has called you to do, you need to know what God has called you to do. Do you know it? And if you don't, why not? And one thing he's called you to do is to become Christ-like and to grow in Christ-likeness. And in order to do that, you need to know his word and obey his word. So are you obedient? Do you know his word? Are you reading his word? Now, if you're memorizing it but not obeying it, that doesn't read James 2. He'll tell you what he thinks of that. You're deceiving yourself. And so if you want to measure whether you're faithful, you have to understand what God measures as faithful. And so it's not fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is God's business. We saw that in chapter 3. Faithfulness is yours. It's continuing in obedience, a long obedience in the right direction. Now, here's an important principle. Faithfulness is about trust. Faithfulness trusts that even if I don't see a fruit right now, God is doing his part in it. And that's the big part. That's the main part. And so you don't need to have the answers today. You only need to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's an old hymn. If you're young, might not be familiar with it, Google it. You'll like it. Or maybe you won't, but it's a good hymn. Your greatest ministry goal should be to remain faithful. Number two, your greatest ministry asset is to maintain a clear conscience. Paul had that over and over again in his writings. And here in chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, he's like, I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I'm not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. He has a clear conscience. He can write this letter that is going to be a heavy letter, a weighted letter, a convicting letter. And he has a free conscience. He's not worried that they're going to say, well, who are you, Paul? Are you? And even if they said it, he's free before God because he's obedient and he's gotten short accounts with the Lord. And so that is an asset. Your greatest ministry asset is to maintain a clear conscience. Do you have a clear conscience with God and with man? Sometimes it's easier to have it with God. You ask his forgiveness, you set the record straight, but we've got to have it with man as well. Your conscience is clear when you commit yourself to the Lord and when you're honest with him about who you are. Are you honest with him? Maybe there are some relationships in your life that are hurting right now. Would you ask the Lord, God, help me to get a clear conscience with them? Maybe you need to write a letter to ask somebody's forgiveness. Maybe you need to let go of some pain of your past. Whatever it is, maintain a clear conscience. Remain faithful. Your ministry goals. Number three, your greatest ministry hope is that the Lord is your judge. All right? This is awesome. This is awesome. That the Lord is your judge is your greatest ministry hope. God is so good. Remember David, the king in the Old Testament? One time he sinned And the Lord allowed him to sin, and he numbered the people. And then the Lord came and says, okay, three options. And one option was like, you would go in a war. And another option was God would judge you. And I don't remember the third, but David said, I'll take God's judgment because he's merciful. Listen to me, that God is our judge is what, therefore do not pronounce judgment before the time. For when the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden, he will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then we will, each one will receive his commendation from God. God will give us a commendation as we live faithfully. This is awesome. We think sometimes of God as waiting with a hammer to strike us down on the head. And why didn't you serve me more? Why didn't you tell more people about Jesus? But the opposite, he wants to commend us. He loves us. All he's asking is for us to be faithful stewards. Will you do that today? Will you make those your ministry goals, that you be faithful with a clear conscience and rejoice in the hope that God is your judge? Hey, isn't it an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? I hope you believe that. I hope you write me and tell me how your day's going at lena@livingwithpower.org. In the meantime, have an awesome day. I am praying for you guys. May God bless you and keep you and shine his face upon you. See you again tomorrow.